From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. As tensions rise over North Korea's nuclear ambitions, U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping, during a telephone conversation Friday, reiterated their mutual commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Meanwhile, U.S. residents are watching closely as the nuclear threat intensifies.
For many of these Los Angeles residents and tourists, it is difficult to imagine a potential nuclear threat brewing on the other side of the Pacific Ocean. But it is on the mind of Lital Gilad.
Yeah, I am worried. I think it is a real threat.
About 20 kilometers away, on the edge of downtown Los Angeles, is the neighborhood known as Koreatown. It sits in a county with the largest Korean population in the U.S. Yongsak-bae says she is worried.
We should attack first. We have to do something. They don't know what they're dealing with. We're not going to let it happen.
For now, life goes on in Los Angeles pretty much as usual, as residents and visitors watch and wait for more news. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The crisis in Venezuela was one of the topics discussed during talks Friday in New Jersey between U.S. President Trump, Secretary of State Tillerson, and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Also, the revelation by Mr. Trump that he's considering the use of force.
We have many options for Venezuela. This is our neighbor. This is, you know, we're all over the world, and we have troops all over the world in places that are very, very far away. Venezuela is not very far away, and the people are suffering, and they're dying. We have many options for Venezuela, including a possible military option if necessary.
His comments come as 2 days after his administration imposed new sanctions on Venezuela. This is VOA News. Mixed reaction in Kenya after incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner in presidential elections.
Hundreds of Kenyans in the town of Kikuyu on the outskirts of Nairobi took to the streets on Friday night to celebrate their victory of incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta in Tuesday's presidential elections. In announcing the results, the Kenyan Election Commission said Kenyatta had won a second term with 54% of the ballot, in which it called credible, fair, and peaceful. John Kamau, a Kikuyu resident, said that the real winner of the election was the nation.
Congratulations to the Kenyan people for one thing. We are all peaceful, we are all happy. For those who are not happy, but you know, we are Kenyan. We'll always be Kenyan. We proved the world wrong.
Kenyatta won against opposition leader Raila Odinga, who received 44.74% of the vote and has claimed that the election was rigged.
That's VOA's Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that the U.S. diplomats in Cuba who have suffered hearing loss are apparently the victims of health attacks. Canada revealed Thursday that at least one of its diplomats in Cuba is also being treated for hearing loss. It was not immediately clear how many U.S. diplomats have been affected by the attacks. Mr. Tillerson said the United States holds the Cuban authorities responsible for finding out who is carrying out the attacks, not just our diplomats, but as you've seen, there are cases with other diplomats as well. Cuba said in a statement earlier this week that Cuba has never permitted nor will permit that Cuban territory to be used for any action against accredited diplomatic officials or their families, with no exception. Officials say the hearing loss appears to be connected to the use of some kind of sonic device. State media in the United Arab Emirates say four UAE soldiers have been killed in a helicopter crash in Yemen. WAM News Agency reports early Saturday that the soldiers were participating in a Saudi-led campaign targeting Shiite rebels in Yemen. WAM said the helicopter crash happened in Yemen's southern Shabwa province, where U.S. airstrikes have targeted Yemen's local al-Qaeda branch. The Saudi-led coalition is fighting the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, both from the air and on the ground. The rebels seized Sana'a in 2015, forcing the internationally recognized Yemeni government into exile to Saudi Arabia before it returned to the Yemeni port of Aden. UN officials say recently 80% of Yemen's population is in desperate need of food, clean water, and medical care. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.